All eyes looking here. Are you ready for your story? Okay, this is a good story out of the Bible. I really love this story. So, in the Bible, during the time when Israel was fighting with the country Syria, and they were at battle a whole lot, and the king of Syria was always at war with the king of Israel. But several times the king of Syria tried to set up an ambush for the king of Israel. Okay, but something happened. Every time the king of Syria was set up an ambush, what is an ambush? Do y'all know what an ambush is? No? You don't know?
I can see your feet.
Well, okay. An ambush is when you hide and you wait for somebody to come and you have people surrounded, hidden under, like behind rocks or somewhere where they can't see you, and all of a sudden you attack them. And that's what they were trying to do. So the king of Syria was always trying to set up an ambush for the king of Israel. But something happened. Every time he would try to do that, someone would tell the king, the prophet Elisha would tell the king that there was an ambush set up for him. And so the king and his men would go in a different direction. Because what he would say was, he'd tell them, they're planning to ambush you. He said, go another way. And then what happened was the king of Syria thought, I have a traitor amongst my men, amongst my leaders who are giving me advice. And the men said, no, your majesty, it is not us, but the prophet Elisha knows what you speak in your bedchamber. So he said, that's their secret weapon. Let's just capture him. So I thought, we'll just capture Elisha. We'll do away with him. He won't be a problem anymore. All right? So the king of Syria decided that he was going to capture one man, Elisha, and he sent this huge army to go capture this one man. So they had the their army, and they found out Elisha was in this town of Goshen, a little small town. Elisha had a man who was kind of an apprentice, who was a young guy, a young boy who was learning from him, just like Elisha learned from Elijah. Elisha decided, was there in Goshen. So the young boy came out that morning. That night, the Syrian army surrounded the town of Goshen while they slept. And the next morning, the young boy went outside and saw, when the sun was coming up, the glistening of all this army. And the army, you could hear the snorting of the horses and the stomping of their hooves. So he ran back inside the house of Elisha and woke him up and said, Master, look, there's an army ready to attack us. So let me start reading that part in the Bible. So he said to him, Master, what shall we do? So Elisha said, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more. Can you show that picture up there too for me, Craig? He said, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray upon his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Do you see that? Look at the picture. Do you see that picture? I can't see it over there. Look at behind you. What is that up there? What's that in the sky? Do you see? What do you see? What is that, Elise?
An army.
Army of what?
God.
An army of angels. Do you see that? And their chariots are made of fire. Do they look like they might be a little bit tough? Do they?
Yes.
They look ferocious, don't they? Yeah. And that's what happened. It said, and so the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Now, this is a lot of angels. So I want to talk to you about angels, okay? God had a whole host of angels surrounding him. Elisha knew it. Elisha had always, he was so close to God that he walked with God. He could see the angels. But he wanted his young servant, his young friend here to learn, to see that God was protecting him. And the angels, eventually what happened was Elisha asked God to smite the army the Syrian king's army with blindness. And they couldn't even see where they were, so they couldn't even attack. So, but angels, I want to ask you this question. What are angels? Do you know?
They look like lions, but I don't know what they're called yet.
Okay. All right. They're good. They're messengers, aren't they? Do they carry out the work for God? Do they carry out God's orders? They do.
The people with wings.
They do. They can have wings. There's the picture here of the angels. Look behind you again, going up and down this ladder, this staircase. This is what Jacob saw when he was having a dream. He saw a vision in his dream, and this a stairway going up to heaven. Why are they going up and coming down? You have any idea why they're going up and they're coming back down again?
They're telling Jesus stuff.
Jesus is this ladder, this stairway is symbolic of Jesus because he is a connection from heaven to earth. He connected us back to the Heavenly Father by what he, from dying on the cross. But the thing about these angels going up and down is they're going up, receiving God's message and God's orders and coming back down to earth to minister to us for our Heavenly Father. Isn't that amazing? And the Bible says, do you know how many angels there are? Do you know?
One billion. Over 10,000.
The Bible says 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands. They didn't have a word. I don't think they used the word millions, but this was the way they were said. And even in another script verse, it says they are innumerable. In Hebrews 12:22, they are innumerable. Yeah. Now, sometimes angels are shiny. Sometimes they can look just like, you know, man. But they're very, very powerful beings. One angel. Do you know what one angel in the Bible talks about killed, 185,000, I think, of the Syrian army at one time? One angel. And it's an amazing thing to know that angels can move very swiftly, okay? Do you know how fast the speed of light is? You know, the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. They move faster than the speed of light. They move at what's called the speed of thought. And many times in the Bible, Scripture said, all of a sudden an angel appeared at the speed of thought. They're here. So it is very comforting and reassuring to know that we have angels amongst us every day, every moment, every second, on a daily basis. Our God loves us so much to give us not one, but 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands and thousands of these angels who are going to come back one day in the sky in glory with our Savior, right? Are you excited? Are you excited to see our Savior come back home? It's going to be a huge event with all of his angels. You know why? When all these angels come back with Jesus, you know what it's going to be like in heaven while they're coming back for us? It's going to be quiet because there's not going to be any angels in heaven. They're going to all be here coming back for us. Aren't you excited?
Heaven is made out of clouds.
Yes, he's coming in the clouds, but heaven's even more than that.
And we'll get to see all our family who died.
That's right, because the dead in Christ will rise. And those who are alive and remaining will be caught up with them in heaven to see our Savior, right? To be with Jesus.
We'll see our guardian angels.
That's right.
And I'll name him Billy.
I like that. That's wonderful. Okay. Who would like to pray?
Me.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our church. Help you bless everyone in it. Thank you for our story. Thank you for our church family. I hope that you watch over us. I hope you bless everyone here. And I hope we have a good day today in your house. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
One more.
Thank you, Jesus, for your love, mercy, and thank you for angels. Amen.